Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Happy Saturday morning as we join you with a very special guest.
Melinda Logan. She is an author and illustrator. She has some amazing books, and we're going to talk about those in just a minute. I hope you're having a great morning. We're excited about this show today. As every show, we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire you and me to go out there and make a difference where we can. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Melinda Logan.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here, Mark.
This is exciting. I always enjoy being able to present new books, and your books have a message, and that's important. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but I like the stories that have a message for young people, and you've done a great job with this. I've actually wanted you on the show for a while. As I saw yesterday, the CD that you gave me from West Blockton, I've spent a lot of time in that area growing up. I went to Tuscaloosa quite a bit because my grandfather preached in Tuscaloosa, and we visited in West Blockton and North Bibb and those areas. And then, as a matter of fact, me and my wife, we lived in Tuscaloosa, and we went to church at North Bibb Church just down from West Blockton, and knew some great people in that area. So you live in a wonderful part of the state of Alabama.
Yes, I do. I love it here.
That's great. Let's talk about your background a little bit and how you became an author, a children's book author yourself.
Okay, well, I've always enjoyed reading at a very young age, just always loved reading, and I've always wanted to be a writer. And, you know, unfortunately, life gets in the way, and you just get busy, and you just kind of put things to the side. And finally, in 2016, I finally realized my dream and published my first children's book.
How difficult was the process for you to not only write the book, but to illustrate and then to get it published?
Well, it was a long road, and a lot of, you know, edits and a lot of rewriting, and the illustrations take a very long time because I'm very particular, and I just want them perfect, and I try and make them, you know, vibrant, and I wanted to have a really good message in my books also. And it's just a very time-consuming process.
Introducing children and young people to instruments and themes, that's very important to you, as each book addresses a challenge or a situation that most children will have to deal with in their lives. Let's talk about that and how you choose these messages for young people.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to encompass in my books, was a message, and that children will have to deal with most likely in their lives. And the first one I chose was moving to a new place, which, you know, some children have to do that, and having to adapt to new environments, meeting new friends, having to go to a new school, sleeping in a new bed, things like that. I just wanted to bring that message across, and something that children can relate to. And another topic was something as simple as losing their favorite toy, which may seem, you know, not that important to an adult, but to a child, you know, losing your favorite toy, I mean, that can be traumatizing. So those are two themes that I had worked into my book.
You know, Melinda, I actually, in the fourth grade, my grandfather being a preacher, we moved from Athens, Alabama to Birmingham. And so when my daughter reads Victor Viola Moves to Music Town, I can actually think about Mark, when I was a child, having to move to a new community and trying to make friends in a place that was so different from where I'd come from. So I can relate to that story. And I know there are a lot of young people who have to move, whether the military families or other reasons that they have to move when they're younger. And it can be especially hard for a young person to make that change and to adapt. Did you have a personal experience, or this is just something you thought about that a child has to go through?
Well, as a six-year-old girl, I'm actually originally from Chicago, Illinois. As you can probably hear, I don't have an accent. But I was originally from Chicago, Illinois, and we had moved from Chicago to a small town called Antioch in Illinois. And we moved there when I was 6 years old. And so moving from the city to the country, that's kind of where I got my inspiration for that book. It was just a totally different world, and I had to, you know, adapt to the life from living in a city to the country. So that's where I got my inspiration for that book.
What instruments do you play, Melinda, yourself?
I play the guitar.
Have you been able to go to schools and play the guitar and read your books?
you know, I've started to, honestly, and then COVID hit, and I kind of put that on the back burner, but I'm going to start trying to do that again. But I have gone to schools, and I have donated my books to schools and libraries and hospitals and things like that. But as far as the guitar, I just started playing, I would say, I seriously started playing the past couple years. So that's kind of new for me.
And you've been willing to donate your books to libraries, to schools, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, always. I put that on my website, and I've donated them to the local schools here, libraries, hospitals, anybody on the street, seriously, that I see that I think would like my book, I hand it to them. That's just how I am.
That's wonderful. I like that idea. And you have a series. So this is a series of books. Let's talk about Veronica Violin, Where is Molly? What is that story about?
That is about, the childhood theme where, you know, a child loses their favorite toy and just, you know, and just traumatized, upset, you know, that they cannot find their favorite toy. And basically throughout the book, her whole family comes together, the String family, to help her locate the doll, her favorite doll, Molly. And in the end, they, you know, she finds her doll and it ends well. So
one of the serious issues that is addressed is bullying. And that's a message that you wanted to get across to young people, is to go seek an adult, seek help. If you're being bullied, that's an experience that I had in school. I don't know if you had an experience of being bullied, but a lot of people have been bullied as young people. And it's a very difficult, it's a very traumatic experience that can follow a person the rest of their life. So it's very hard. And if we can get messages out to help children, I think that's a great thing to do, to try to help them have a different trajectory in life than to feel inferior or like they're less than someone else.
Oh, I mean, I can definitely relate to that. I mean, I had my share of bullying growing up. And that's why I wanted to create something like that, that maybe children can look at and give them a little guidance if they're in a situation like that, and say, oh, instead of just kind of, you know, cowering down or running away or not, you know, go get an adult, you know, try to deal with the situation and hopefully it'll be taken care of the right way. And that's why that was important to me to make something like that.
Right now, we're talking to author Melinda Logan. She's an illustrator as well, has beautiful books that she has done, and we're talking to her about these books today. Cora, on Cora's Corner, will be reading Victor Viola Moves to Music Town here shortly. But if you'll stick with me, we'll have another segment, Melinda, and we'll talk a little bit more about your work as an author, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show. And I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at hydrationl.com. That's hydration, the letter L.com. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk to Melinda Logan. She is an author. We have talked about Victor Viola Moves to Music Town. We have talked about Veronica Violin, Where is Molly? And we've also talked about Victor Victorious, the virtuous virtuoso, Bully in the Park. These are great messages that you have come through for teaching children, not only messages through the story, but also a love of music. Where does your love of music come from, Melinda?
I've always loved music. I was in the choir as a young girl in middle school, and I think the violin is a beautiful instrument. I think all classes, I just love listening to music. My husband's actually a pianist, and I've always enjoyed instruments. And I just recently, after years of picking it up, putting it down, finally sat down and really took my time to learn the guitar, and I'm actually enjoying making music videos and singing and playing the guitar now, and that's something I've been doing recently.
When did you start playing the violin? How young were you?
Oh, not the violin, the guitar. I wish I could play the violin.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, how young were you? So you picked up the guitar and you've learned it better, but when did you actually physically have a guitar in your hand trying to play?
Probably for the past, I would say 5 years, and it's just kind of life gets in the way. And honestly, I was a caregiver to my mother-in-law, and that took probably 100% of my time for the past 2 years. So that was kind of why I kind of put the guitar in the back burner. And then finally I'm like, I want to learn this beautiful instrument. I'm going to learn it. And I sat down and I focused, and now I can play it.
So you can actually be an encouragement to someone out there who may have waited and not played an instrument early on, but decided later that they would like to play an instrument, and an encouragement to them that they still can do that.
Oh, I think it's never too late. If you really want to try to learn something, just don't give up. Just keep trying.
My grandmother, before we moved to Birmingham, had me in violin classes, and I was taking violin from a lady named Mary. And then in Birmingham, she had us back in the classes with Miss Miller, and I took violin until I was about 10 or 11 years old, and there was a period without it, and I decided to start kicking a football and chose football over the instrument. So I was using Suzuki method when I was learning the violin and then was getting into a little bit of the fiddle because I thought, well, that's the area I would like to do is the fiddle. And so I was right. doing a little bit of that Boil Them Cabbages Down and songs like that to practice mm-hmm. with, to learn. And we'd have little concerts and things like that. And I did enjoy my time doing that, but gave it up for something else. And that probably is another message to people out there that they were doing something for a period of time and then gave it up. And maybe they look back and say, well, I gave that up and sure miss it.
Right. Right. You just never know. And yeah, and your interest can change, you know, over time, obviously. But yeah, the violin, I think is a beautiful instrument. I would love to learn that. And you know what? Maybe one day I will.
Hey, if you can learn the guitar, I think you can learn the violin. So I think you could be on your way. Do you actually have a violin in your home, or would you have to purchase a violin?
I would have to purchase one. Well, that's exciting.
Let's talk about this next book that you're working on right now as you tie it into your community with West Blockton and the Cahaba River.
Yes, volume 3 of the Musictown Tales is going to be called Victor Viola and the Cahaba River Adventure. And the theme of that book is going to be facing your fears, because Victor Viola is afraid to go on the river. So that's the theme of that book. And I'm working on the illustrations now. I'm about halfway done. And I'm also going to feature the Cahaba lilies. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Yes.
Those are rare flowers that grow on the river in the spring. So I'm also going to have those in the book. So I'm excited about that.
And how long has this project you've been working on?
Can I say too long? life got in the way once again. I'm probably a couple years because I've kind of put it to the side. I was a caregiver to my mother-in-law and she took up, you know, probably all of my time. So it was mostly my life was focused on her. And then I would kind of do my books on the side. Now I'm just focusing on my book. So hopefully I'm working really hard and it will be done by early May.
Well, I want to thank you for taking care of your mother-in-law. This is something that's important. My grandparents raised me. And as I mentioned, my grandmother moved in with us and we took care of her. And I encourage people to love on those who love them, especially when they're older and they need our help. And that is commendable that you helped with your mother-in-law in that way. And, you know, I know it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, but at the same time, you were there for her, you supported her, and I appreciate that fact.
Thank you for saying that so much. Actually, the whole move to Alabama was because my husband's father had, he was diagnosed with cancer in 2015. So we picked up everything and moved here to take care of him. That's how I ended up in Alabama. And West Blockton was actually my father-in-law's hometown. So, and we loved it so much here. We just stayed. After he succumbed to cancer, we just stayed here. So that's what brought us here.
What is it, Melinda, about West Blockton? That way we can promote this area a little bit. What is it about the area that you love so much?
I just love the small town feel. You know your neighbors, and it's just a nice, I mean, it's not a huge town. I mean, we don't have a lot here as far as, you know, stores and things like that. It's not what you would call a bustling city and, you know, fast food restaurants or anything like that, but it's a small town feel, and people are nice, and it's just, I just like it. I just like the people here. Everyone's very nice and caring, and it's very nice. I just like it. It's almost like you would say maybe like a Mayberry.
And as I mentioned, it's convenient to a couple of cities. Tuscaloosa, where we lived, we weren't far from West Blockton, and then also going back to Birmingham. So you're really in a situation where you can enjoy a small town, but if you need the services of a larger town, you have that ability.
Oh yeah, not too far away. And then my son actually attends the University of Montebello, which is about 30 minutes from here, give or take. And that, I mean, that's a nice town too. There's quite a bit there. And like you said, I mean, a university 20-30 minutes from your house, I mean, you can't go wrong with that either.
That's right. Well, did your son enjoy instruments? Is that something you've been able to impart to him?
he loves the keyboard, the electronic keyboard. He's into that kind of stuff, and actually like the techno 80s music, which I like since I kind of grew up in that too. And then my husband plays piano. So we all kind of play together and just kind of sing and play together and have a good time.
That's wonderful. A family experience. I like that you all get together mm-hmm. to play together.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, me. That is tremendous. I want families to get together and enjoy things. And when you have that talent and that ability and you're able to enjoy that time together, that's special. That's very special.
And that's a theme that I try to carry on. And actually, in all my books, I try to make sure in the books that the stories involve all the family members. And like in all the books, like all the family members all come together to help one another. And it's all intertwined in the story.
When we talk about the books themselves, and then we also talk about activity pages that are within the books, dot to dots, drawing instruments, find the differences, matching, and mazes, that was something that's neat to incorporate into your books. What made you think of doing the activities along with this?
Well, growing up, I always enjoyed, like I said, I enjoyed reading, writing, and I always enjoyed the activity. My mom would buy me, these activity books and the dot to dots and the mazes, and I was thinking to myself, well, it would be so nice to have a book, an activity book that goes along with the storybook. And so far, I have one finished on Victor Viola Moves to Music Town Coloring Activity Book. I'd like to make another one to go with the Veronica Violin book, which is in the works. But again, that takes time to do each, because each activity I created from scratch, the dot to dots, the maze, the mazes, but I had a lot of fun doing that book. A lot of fun.
We certainly want people to connect with you, Melinda, and be able to purchase these books. How can they go about that, connecting with you as an author and then being able to go and purchase books that they would like to have for their children?
Well, they can visit my website, which is www.melindaloganauthor.com. And my books are also available on Amazon and Walmart, actually.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. And they're always welcome to send me an email at Melinda_Logan_author@yahoo.com. I also have a Facebook page, Author Melinda Logan. I can be contacted on there as well.
Excellent. And I want teachers out there to think about possibly having you come to the school and presenting your book, since that's something you thought about, through the COVID period, but that wasn't happening, obviously. But now you have an opportunity to go to schools, and maybe there's a teacher out there who would like to have you. So I would like to encourage schools to reach out to you to have you go into the schools. I think that would be something you would enjoy very much, to be able to share this with young people.
Oh, I would definitely enjoy that. I would definitely welcome that. Definitely.
Excellent. Well, Melinda, we obviously, as I mentioned, have Cora coming up on Cora's Corner to share Victor Viola. Get the book and go to MelindaLoganAuthor.com. We are looking forward to Cora on Cora's Corner coming up next. And Melinda Logan, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much. I had a great time. It was a wonderful interview. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. Anytime, you're welcome. And we'll talk about that Wes Blockton CD when we have time to do that one day, okay?
Oh, that sounds great.
Excellent. Folks, Melinda Logan, and we're going to have Cora's Corner coming up next. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction. Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
This is Cammie Cotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Today, Cora will be reading Victor Viola, Moves to Music Town, written and illustrated by Melinda Logan. And now, here's Cora White.
Yay! Moving day is finally here. Victor Viola has no reason to cheer. He has to move to Music Town. This is the reason for his frown. His mother, Chelsea Cello, is ever so sweet. She bakes chocolate chip cookies, his favorite treat. Victor Viola is not hungry at all. His eyes only see the clock on the wall. His father, Donald Double Bass, is reading his paper today. His father says, "Soon we will be on our way." Victor Viola cannot say goodbye. Leaving New Rock City makes him want to cry. Sister Veronica Violin is playing with her favorite dolly. To cheer her brother up, she lets him hold Molly. The doll is smiling from ear to ear. All he feels is fear, fear, fear. Victor Viola is suddenly afraid. What will happen to all the friends that he has made? He has to start at a brand new school. What if the other instruments do not think he is cool? Honking from outside makes him nervous as can be. When he looks out the window, a mover is waiting impatiently. It looks like the time to leave is finally here. What rolls down his cheeks is one little tear. To hear the rest of the story, go to MelindaLoganAuthor.com.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner from Cora White. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life
today.
These are my kind of people.